On the phone, a lady who wrote a book called The Woman Who Changed Her Brain. You may have read it. It's a popular book. She does lots of TED Talks, does lots of curriculum for schools that are used all over the area, including Heritage Christian Academy here in the Bothell area. We have on the phone Barbara Arrowsmith Young. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, my pleasure to speak to you today.
Okay, well, sounds like we just barely got you. You're at the airport, I guess, flying out to Seattle for a seminar.
I am.
A seminar coming up this Monday. It's going to be at Heritage Christian Academy, and you're going to be doing a seminar called Changing Brains, Exploring a New Reality, Neuroplasticity and Learning. Now, this sounds like kind of a heavy subject, Barbara, but I guess it's bringing a lot of life to people and young people.
It really is. I mean, what to me is really remarkable is we know our brain is capable of change. I mean, for a long time, the idea was, you know, our brain shapes who we are in terms of our ability to understand our world and relate to our world. But what we know now, which is so promising, is if we can understand neuroplasticity, we can actually harness it and we can shape our own brain. So where there might be areas of difficulty, like maybe say, you know, you're a person that just forgets things, or you're a person that maybe doesn't read social cues, or a person that doesn't really understand numbers, we can actually change the brain to strengthen it, to give a person a capacity in those areas. So, you know, children that are struggling with learning difficulties, who are bright, but, you know, have some areas of deficit, or people as they're aging, like myself, you know, where the brain isn't as sharp, there's application. And we also work with people with acquired brain injury. So, you know, sports, concussions. So huge application and incredibly optimistic, hopeful, and promising.
Well, if people aren't familiar with that term, neuroplasticity, in a nutshell, what does that mean?
It just means that our brain can change at a physiological level as a result of exercises or stimulation. So we can grow new neurons. We can increase the branching on neurons, which makes better neurotransmission. So we can change the brain so it's more efficient, it processes more quickly. And what's exciting is we can do that across our lifespan. I've worked with students as young as 5, and I've worked with people into their 80s. So as long as we have a brain, it's capable of change. And those things that, you know, maybe niggle at us, that, you know, we think, like, you know, I'd like to be better at that. Well, we can actually, through application of cognitive exercises, and I now have programs for 19 different parts of the brain, we can change that. And there are 3 schools in the Washington area. There's Cross Point Christian School in Bremerton, there's Eaton Arrowsmith Academy in Redmond, and Heritage Christian Academy in Bothell, who are all coming together to host this presentation Monday night, where I'm going to talk about the latest research, talk about stories of transformation, and what this work is capable of doing.
So this is a branch, this is something that these schools offer. They offer your curriculum?
They do. And my mission and passion is to make this work accessible worldwide. So the program is now in just under 100 schools in 10 different countries. And we train teachers. So these 3 schools in the Seattle region have the program, and students can access it to, you know, turn what could be a challenge into a strength, or just average students can do this. So students that aren't identified as having learning difficulties but want to have a competitive edge and strengthen their ability to reason, to think, to problem solve, we can change that.
So you say this does work with adults too, but I would think children are a little bit more, have more neuroplasticity, as it were, a little bit more unformed. So maybe it works even better for their young minds?
Well, interestingly, when I started this work 40 years ago, that was the belief, that there was more neuroplasticity in the younger brain. But we're finding, actually, you know, I've worked with somebody who was 74 that made the same progress as a 15-year-old. So, which is incredibly promising, as, you know, we're getting older, that there still is neuroplasticity. I mean, ideally, to get it into the lives of younger students, where it's going to make a difference for the rest of their education and learning, is really positive. I mean, even we're working with an artist who's a world-renowned artist. Actually, he's in the program in Geneva, in Switzerland, and he talks about how it's freeing up his creative energy to be even more creative. Because if there's a learning difficulty, it takes energy to compensate or try to work around that difficulty. What this work does is puts a strength in where there's a challenge, and it frees up energy for the whole brain to process more effectively and more efficiently.
Hmm. Well, it's exciting work. Does it help with, when you say kids with learning disabilities, does this help a child like with dyslexia or autism or something like that?
Definitely dyslexia. So the child that's struggling with reading, they're 5 or 6 different cognitive functions that are all related to reading. So depending on which one the child has, we have programs to strengthen those parts of the brain. The child that struggles with writing, so the child that's bright can tell you a beautiful story, but you put a pen in their hand and it doesn't go down on paper. Mm. Or the child that comes home, they know they have homework, but they can't remember what they're supposed to do. We can actually change that so they can actually listen and remember at the same time. So multiple different areas that we can impact. And I started this work because I had learning difficulties and was identified in grade 1 and was basically given a life sentence in grade 1, told that, you know, don't expect much because all of my learning is going to be a struggle. And it certainly was, but I thought there has to be a better way. And that's what led to the development of this work. And then when I saw the benefits, I wanted to help other people to change the trajectory of their learning. So that's why, you know, I'm going on this speaking tour, is to build awareness for the possibility of this work so children don't have to struggle and they can actually dare to dream. Like, these students often shut down their dreams and stop dreaming of a future. This allows them not only to dream of a future, but to have the cognitive abilities to realize that dream.
Exciting work, Changing Brains, Exploring a New Reality, a Neuroplasticity and Learning Seminar with Barbara Arrowsmith Young. She wrote the book, The Woman Who Changed Her Brain. Don't miss her. She's going to be in town Monday night. Just on a world tour, you said you're going to be going to about 20 different countries. I think you've changed your internal clock, too, so you don't have jet lag. But she will be here before us. Again, don't miss this. If you have kids, grandkids, or it sounds like maybe even some application to adults, too, I don't know if you'll be addressing that part of what you do at this event, but it's happening at Heritage Christian Academy in Bothell this Monday night at 7 p.m. It's followed by a book signing, and we're looking forward to this event. Where do we find out more details about your work and your appearance here in the Northwest, Barbara?
Okay, so the best place is at my website, so arrowsmithschool.org, and there's a tab that says events, and it lists all the events, including the one in Bothell.
Okay, that's arrowsmithschool.org, and this is Arrow, not as in Aerosmith, the rock group, but as in the real Arrow. Arrowsmith, all one word, school.org. Thank you, Barbara, for talking with us today. Have a safe trip.
Thank you. My pleasure. Take care.